It does concern me that we seem to have almost by default ended in this position where there's going to be 5,500 marching and 1,400 at the dawn service. You know, 75,000 the MCG, 1,400 at the dawn service. I don't think it's necessarily the government's fault. I think that they need to be advising and helping the RSL and others and saying we can do it this way and do it safely. I did raise it with the Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, a short while ago. He's already been slapped down by the acting Premier, who's channeling the real Premier by the sound of it. This is how it unfolded. Peter Dutton, this morning, when I asked him about Anzac Day and the dawn service. It's Anzac Day. Victoria's going to have very strict restrictions on the dawn service and the march. Do you think that's necessary?
I really respect the decisions of the health authorities, but I disagree with the decisions that they've arrived at in relation to Anzac Day. No doubt they'll be concerned about older veterans gathering and the impact of COVID if it was to spread, but when we don't have community transmission, I think it's hard for people to understand why you can put 75,000 people into the MCG to watch a footy game, and that's great, but why you then restrict the numbers to 75 when you're at a local RSL. It just doesn't make sense. It's anomalous, and I think there's time between now and the weekend for the health authorities to review those decisions.
Okay, well, there you are. That's the Defence Minister, Peter Dutton. He respects the advice from the health authorities, but have a rethink. James Molino is acting Premier. We asked Dennis O'Kane to get a response from the acting Premier on Peter Dutton's comments. We got that response a few moments ago.
What's your reaction to that?
Well, let me tell you very clearly, I don't take public health advice from Minister Dutton. I just don't. We take public health advice from public health officials. We've been working very, very closely with the RSL. What they have requested in terms of numbers, both for the dawn service and for the Anzac Day march, have been agreed to. We've got some 400 local events right across the state. As we have done, every single decision has been based on the advice of public health, not on the advice of politicians, wherever they may be.
Okay, I wonder if he'd better duck before those birds get him. But really, that gratuitous little belt wasn't necessary. Peter Dutton said, yes, we've got to be governed by advice, but it's worth a rethink along these lines. And every other state in the country seems to be managing it. What do you get when you question James Molino? You get a punch on the nose. That doesn't achieve anything, really. Have another look. Talk to the RSL. If it's possible to do something, great. If you still think it isn't, well, at least have a go. James Molino, acting Premier, being pursued by, I think, was it a raven in the background or a magpie?